This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Devastating floods have torn through entire villages and killed at least 126 people in Europe, most of them in Western Germany, where emergency service workers are still combing the wreckage on Friday. Unsuspecting residents say they were caught completely off guard by the torrent, dubbed the, quote, flood of death by German newspaper Bild. Streets and houses were submerged by water in some areas, while cars were left overturned on soaked streets after floodwaters passed. Some districts were completely cut off. In neighboring Belgium, the government confirmed the death toll had jumped to 20. Luxembourg and the Netherlands were also hammered by heavy rains, flooding many areas and forcing thousands to be evacuated. In Switzerland, lakes and rivers were also swelling after heavy overnight rainfall. Some parts of Western Europe received up to 2 months' worth of rain in 2 days on soil that was already near saturation, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Russian officials hailed a, quote, miracle on Friday after a passenger plane made an emergency landing in a Siberian field and all 18 people on board emerged, suffering only cuts and bruises. Government officials said communication was lost with the plane, but the emergencies ministry announced later it had been found, apparently after making a hard landing and survivors had been spotted. Officials announced everyone on board, including 3 crew members, were alive, and medics had, quote, recorded mainly bruises and abrasions. Images on social media show the plane flipped upside down with dirt inside the cabin and its nose destroyed. The incident comes just 10 days after the crash of a plane in Russia's Far East, killing all 28 people on board. Russia, once notorious for plane accidents, has improved its air traffic safety record in recent years. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa's government said Friday unrest in the country has claimed 212 lives, a sharp jump from the 117 deaths announced the previous day. An official says most of the new fatalities had occurred in a southeastern province, the epicenter of the violence, but she said the situation was, quote, gradually and firmly returning to normality, adding more than 2,500 people had been arrested. South Africa's president is due to address the nation on Friday night, and said earlier the unrest had been planned and the government would hunt down those responsible. Vietnam's health ministry says the country recorded more than 3,000 new COVID-19 infections for the second straight day on Friday as it battles its largest and most difficult outbreak yet. Vietnam has been one of the world's coronavirus success stories thanks to targeted mass testing, aggressive contact tracing, tight border restrictions, and strict quarantine. But new clusters of infections in recent weeks have tarnished that record. Vietnam's health minister said on Friday the virus was spreading more rapidly. The government asked local authorities in a statement to call on citizens to avoid going out unless necessary. Several parts of the country are under movement curbs in order to contain the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Philippine health officials warned Friday of a possible surge in coronavirus infections as the first locally transmitted cases of the highly contagious Delta variant were recorded, sending millions of people into lockdown. The Philippines has recorded around 1.5 million coronavirus infections since the start of the pandemic, the second highest in Southeast Asia. But a poor contact tracing system means the figure is likely much higher. And as the Delta variant fuels infections around the world, the Philippines has tightened border restrictions for travelers from some of the worst-hit countries, including neighboring Indonesia. Until this week, cases of the strain had been detected only among quarantined Filipino workers returning from overseas. More than 3 million people living in areas where the Delta infections were found have been sent into lockdown until the end of the month. The detection of Delta infections in the community comes as the Philippines struggles to vaccinate its population of 110 million. Due to tight global supplies and logistical challenges, only 4.3 million people are fully vaccinated, while more than 10 million have received their first jab. And find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can always follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.